You're listening to the TriStar State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of September 8th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Nashville's mayors have risen in prominence in recent years, not only because of the city's skyrocketing growth, but through outspoken political stances. By pushing LGBT initiatives, decriminalizing marijuana possession, or curbing cooperation with immigration authorities, the city's leaders have run counter to the state's Republican supermajority. Whether that conflict continues has been a big issue in the runoff between Nashville's incumbent Mayor David Briley and Metro Councilman John Cooper. WPLN senior editor Chas Sisk is here to talk about how the winner could reshape the relationship between the state of Tennessee and its biggest city. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So let's start with David Briley. He's been in office 18 months. He's had a couple of battles with the state legislature. A big one was police oversight.
Right, and that's a good place to start. So you'll remember that last November, the voters in Nashville approved a community oversight board to oversee the police. And they gave that board the power to investigate allegations of police misconduct. And that included the power to subpoena police records. Well, lawmakers objected at the State House, so Briley had to go up there and defend this power. He was quite feisty about it, and he was ultimately successful. The subpoena power was mostly protected.
Well, feisty is not a word you hear around Briley a whole lot.
No, it's not. And that's because being combative is not exactly his style. He came into office saying he was going to take fewer political stances than his predecessor, Megan Berry.
I think a lot of it is about personalities and just trying to make sure folks know that I appreciate the work they're doing. And I think people around the state appreciate the economic vitality of Nashville and Middle Tennessee and how important it is to the state, and just trying to build more common ground on it. It's hard sometimes, I'll be honest with you, but I think we've made some progress in the last year.
But, you know, even Mayor Briley has grown more combative as of late. He's been trying to work around a law passed in 2018 that's intended to force cities to work with federal immigration authorities. Last week, he even signed an order barring police from asking about country of origin.
And that shift in tone, particularly on immigration, that's come in the middle of a reelection campaign.
Yeah, that's right. And some of this shift is probably political. He is trying to assemble a coalition of voters for this runoff, and a lot of that has meant burnishing his credentials as a progressive and as a backer of immigrant rights. But, you know, let's not be too cynical. Briley does have a track record on this issue. And if you go back a little over a decade, he helped defeat Nashville's English-only referendum, which would have required city business to be conducted in English. And that was seen as a landmark victory for progressives in Nashville.
Well, we've talked a lot about Briley. Now let's turn to John Cooper and how he might or might not work with the state legislature.
It is a bit unclear exactly how he would approach the legislature. So we sat down with him and asked him about that. And what he said is, it's great to take political stances, but it's much more important to be prudent.
Government being confrontational and always binary is part of the trouble that we're in. The mayor is the one person in Davidson County who shouldn't be going around complaining loudly about the legislature. You're going to have to work both with Washington and particularly with the state legislature. What we have to do is to begin to show some leadership and maturity and manage for success.
And that gets at sort of the way Cooper's presented himself in this runoff as an administrator, someone who's going to focus on the numbers in Nashville. But, you know, even on this, he is going to need help from the state legislature. A key part of his campaign is renegotiating the city's deal with the Convention Center Authority. And for that, he's going to need a change in state law. Many of his financial promises depend on him tapping into the convention center's surplus. So, you know, that could be leverage for GOP lawmakers, and it may make Cooper a little less confrontational on other issues.
For those outside of Nashville, how does the winner of this runoff in this mayoral election really impact things statewide?
Well, there's a couple of ways. The most direct way is that state laws aren't supposed to be written for just one community. The Tennessee courts have been very clear on this. Now, state lawmakers do have some creative ways to get around this, but usually they just pass blanket laws that apply to every community in Tennessee, Nashville and the smallest town alike. Also, cities like Nashville get a lot of attention outside of Tennessee. So disputes between the city and the state, they get picked up nationally. You know, if you remember the big boycott of North Carolina a couple of years ago, that started because the city of Charlotte passed a non-discrimination ordinance that Republicans in the North Carolina legislature decided to undo.
So do you think it's going to make a big difference in state politics, whether it's Cooper or Briley who gets elected?
It's hard to say how big a difference. You know, candidates always say they want to get along better with the legislature. And, you know, social issues often suck people in, even when they want to avoid a fight. So even someone like John Cooper, who says he wants to be strictly an administrator, he might find that hard to do when people are calling on him to take a stance. But, you know, there's also another factor. There's going to be new leadership at the State House of Representatives next year, and they may want to work more with cities like Nashville, especially on economic issues. And so maybe they're going to be a little less interested in political fights.
Well, to your point, Nashville is a major economic engine for the state, so there's a cost to these battles over social issues.
Yeah, and that is something that Mayor Briley has really tried to balance. He's been a defender of economic incentives. Cooper, on the other hand, has been more critical of incentives. So it's possible that's where a fault line could emerge.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Chas Sisk is a senior editor at WPLN. You can find all of our conversations about state politics by visiting our website, wpln.org/tristar.